833-995-4908. And don't forget to stop by 5050 West Sahara and say hi, all right? Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You're not going to believe this. Elon Musk is making an impact in just the span of a few weeks since taking over Twitter. He fired a bunch of people, and now he's going to war with the People's Republic of California. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking this story for a couple of days now, and we've got all the facts together. What have you got for us?
Well, the San Francisco building inspectors, where the headquarters for Twitter is, they're in San Francisco. They're launching an investigation into reports that Twitter has converted several of their office rooms at their headquarters in San Francisco into sleeping quarters for employees. So apparently one of the city officials there, Ted Goldberg is his name, he went to Twitter and said, hey, we need to make sure that the building is being used as intended. Apparently not for sleeping, but for offices. So Elon Musk, he responded, so the city of San Francisco attacks companies providing beds for tired employees instead of making sure kids are safe from fentanyl. Where are your priorities, London Breed? Of course, referring to the mayor of San Francisco. Well, meantime, he is floating the idea that that maybe Twitter should relocate to Texas. I mean, after all, SpaceX and Tesla, they were moved during the pandemic. The Boring Company, they're all in Texas. So the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says, come on, bring it down. And there is a rancher 38 miles north of Austin, the capital of Texas, said, tell you what, Elon, if you move to Texas, I will give you 100 acres of land for free, just about a half hour's drive from the state capital of Austin.
Wow.
How do you like that one?
Wow. Free land. I like that. Maybe that's something for Governor-elect Joe Lombardo. Take a look at that. We got enough stuff out at Apex. We could probably pony up,
that's a good
1,000 acres, 100,000, whatever it is, whatever you need.
We'll give them 200 acres.
Elon, whatever you want, you get.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay with us. Ron Futrell will join us, sports anchor, reporter for 8 News Now. What happened last night with the Raiders? We're all trying to sort through this. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
A question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The White House is reacting to Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to leave the Democratic Party. Greg Cluxton with that report.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Sinema partnered with the Biden White House on key legislation, voting for much of the president's agenda. She says the White House expects to continue to work successfully with the senator. Sinema says she switched her registration to independent because the system of party politics is broken. Democrats still have a slim Senate majority, but Sinema's departure could complicate matters for the party on some votes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, wholesale prices in the United States rose 7.4% in November from a year earlier.
The latest year-over-year figure was down from 8% in October and from a recent peak of 11.7% in March. On a monthly basis, the U.S. Producer Price Index, which measures costs before they reach consumers, rose 0.3% from October to November for the third straight month. Rising prices are still straining Americans' finances.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Several emerging trends have combined to slow inflation from the four-decade peak it reached during the summer. Brittany Griner back in the U.S. nearly 10 months after the basketball star's detention in Russia made her the most high-profile American jailed abroad and set off a political firestorm. Griner's status as an openly gay black woman, her prominence in women's basketball, and her imprisonment in a country where authorities have been hostile to the LGBT community brought tremendous attention to her case. Griner arriving at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 307 points today. The NASDAQ finished 77 points lower. More at townhall.com.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Hey, Chuck, I love the fact that I can find out how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
And for the rest of the year, it gets even better. It's always free to apply to see how much you qualify for. Even if you don't need the loan right away, it's a great backup to know how much you can get. And we're also throwing in a free week's worth of interest to our new customers.
That's right, free loans for the holidays. Perfect.
Think of it as a free trial period. Our loans are way less expensive than folks would think, and it's a great opportunity to check us out.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Celine Dion has canceled dates on her upcoming European tour, revealing for the first time that she's been diagnosed with the stiff person syndrome. It's an incurable and rare condition which causes extreme muscle rigidity and spasms, which limit a person's mobility. The international singing superstar moved concert dates from February through April of next year to the spring of 2024. The announcement calls into question Celine's possible return to the Las Vegas Strip. The theater at Resorts World has been holding all of May of next year open for her return to the stage. She had originally been scheduled to open the theater in November of last year. What can you say? They've blown three-score leads this season. They've been shut out by the worst team in the NFC South and stymied by an interim coach during his first week managing an NFL sideline. How in the world could they top that? Well, they reached a new low, the Raiders, last night, leading 16-3 in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, to the Rams without their starting quarterback and star wide receiver and star defenseman. And the Raiders dropped to 5-8 after a stunning 17-16 loss to the Rams last night.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for on the area roadways. Northbound Valley View, that's at the 95 interchange. Northbound Rainbow at Lake Mead. Also westbound Washington at Buffalo, that's a hit and run there. And you'll tap the brakes there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Decatur.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I almost called him on my cell phone last night. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now, was in Los Angeles last night. In fact, he was in the People's Republic of California until leaving this morning. He is on his way back, and he joins us. Ron, first of all, what happened?
I missed the game. I didn't see it. You tell me. I fell asleep. First of all, I fell asleep about the third quarter. I got you on speakerphone here with Chris Matthews, so you have double duty here today.
All right. All right. did you enjoy the game, Chris?
I actually shot the game.
Yes.
Wow.
So I had to witness and endure every single play.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty painful. By the way, we're driving right past right now. We're heading back. We're past the the three big light bulbs that kill birds, the bird-killing light bulbs that supply power to 17 homes in West, small homes in West Covina that cost $1 billion. But I think they got at least seven, it might be up to 20 homes in West Covina now that it supplies power. That's where we're at. We did pass, I do want to mention this, though. We did pass, the Raiders are having to walk back to Las Vegas.
They should.
We saw them at Victorville. We saw them with the In-N-Out Burger at Victorville. They're walking. There was sackcloth and ashes involved. So they're making the whole team actually walk back on the I-15 to get to Las Vegas. It's just sort of it's as ugly as it gets in that sense. I'm bringing back a carload of Baker Mayfield 17 jerseys for any Rams fans that want to buy them.
Is that amazing?
I've got them on the black market here. I'm going to be selling them this week. Ron, because he now is the Super Bowl. He's the best quarterback in the league. All of a sudden, the Raiders turned him into that.
No, but he went 98 yards. I mean, this was – I kept thinking back to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Bengals and the final 13 seconds, whatever it was. I mean, this was phenomenal. I mean, I kept thinking he'd fumble a snap, he'd throw an interception, but he didn't do it.
Well, he did have 36 hours to prepare for the playbook, okay? I mean, we do hear quite often how it's taken a while for the Raiders to learn the playbook and understand the new system. And, well, I don't know, Baker Mayfield sort of did okay after after less than 2 days or so, 2 days and a few hours of being able to go over the playbook and figure it out. And, no, the Raiders just made every mistake they could possibly make at the end of the game.
The penalties really killed them.
Yeah. Max Crosby was being held like crazy. And they weren't calling it. Okay, you can complain about that. Max didn't. He was asked about it in the locker room, but he didn't complain. That's part of the game, but that's what was happening. You know, the call knocking the football out of the quarterback's hands, a 15-yard penalty, unsportsmanlike conduct, was absolutely ridiculous to give them 15 more yards. Stop the clock and gave them 15 more yards. And then it just sort of watching that game and just shaking your head going, This is not looking good. This is not good, and it's an exaggeration to call it a loss of biblical proportions because the plague, the toads, and the river to red, you know, those were all pretty big things back from what I read back in the day. So it wasn't that bad, but it still was by NFL proportions. This is pretty bad to lose four games with double-digit leads in the second half this year, as the Raiders have done. Chris, what did you say? 1930. Since they're saying the 30s, that was the last time that it happened in an NFL game. So,
wow.
Sort of nuts.
Wow. Let me ask you, I didn't get a chance to see the news conference afterwards. Did we have any emotional display from Derek Carr or anybody else as to trying to explain what happened?
No. Did you see it now? And today Josh McDaniels was. It was every other press conference after a long after a double digit loss in the second half was, yeah, you know, we're looking, you know, to try to get better, you know, and we're learning and we're going to practice and we're going to practice hard and we're going to have more progress and we're going to really work and to make this better. Is what he said today. I did listen to that one today that he had his weekly post-game news conference, day after the game news conference. But the good news is they don't have to play this Sunday. They're off for a little while before New England comes here.
No, and that's good. What about on the injury front? I saw towards the end of the game Josh Jacobs holding his, I'm not sure whether it was hand or his hamstring or something like that. Is he okay?
Yeah, I mean, he came into the game with that, with a calf injury, but I didn't know anything that he had. I didn't see. I don't know what the broadcast, because you're seeing a different perspective when you're obviously there at the game. So the crowd there. It was all over. I love this. They did it at the Coliseum, too, when the Rams were there. Rams house. This is the Rams house, which they're trying to create a home field advantage for the Rams, which is tough to do because it just, for whatever reason, you know, you get the L.A., even though they won the Super Bowl last year, they are the defending champs. I'm still waiting for this team to lock in. Some way into L.A. So that being said, I'm estimating, and Chris, you agree with this? 75%
race crowd. Easy 75%. When they say our house,
wow,
overwhelmingly a Raiders crowd. Raider Nation was out in force.
Was it really?
Home game Raiders. Yeah.
Hey Ron, quick question. I know we're gonna lose you here in a little bit, and we got cell service issues and all kinds of things out in the middle of nowhere. What is your sense of this team, of what they play for now? With 5-7, you could say, well, if we win out and we get a few breaks, and the Jets do this, and somebody else does that, but 8 losses, it's over, right?
No, it is over. I mean, they do have a 3% chance of making the playoffs. Okay, if you want to say there is a chance, you can go on that. But the best they can finish now is 9-8. So do they have motivation to try to finish with a winning record? That should be motivation, you know. to be able to want to do that, to finish with this. This team is way too talented to be doing this. We're not talking about the Houston Texans going into the season. We're not talking about Jacksonville, who the Raiders lost to. They're talking about a team that people were talking about high playoff prospects for this team and maybe even going deep in the playoffs in preseason. So, and now it's season over, season done, season lost. Yes, there's motivation. Play for a winning record at this point, guys, and see if you can make that happen. That would be nice to see if they could do that. But their last two games, well, they got New England in a week from Sunday. They got that happening. Then they play at Pittsburgh on the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, which is on Christmas Eve. And then New Year's Eve, they play the Giants, San Francisco Giants. I was going to say Giants. 49ers. And then they've got close out the season here against Kansas City. So, no, they're not going to go 4-0 in that. With those teams,
wow! I'm just curious. Anything from management? Anything from ownership? I know we've had the 1,000% endorsement. No, we're not going to do anything. Don't worry about it. He's our guy. Is there anything that is different than that you're hearing from ownership?
No. The last thing we heard from Mark Davis is that Josh McDaniel's doing a fantastic job. So leave it at that. That's what he's saying. So I don't know. I'm seeing something a little bit, I would say, different than that, but maybe a lot different. But it is, it's first season, so go from there. Get Baker Mayfield. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Was there any explanation about Baker Mayfield? I mean, I didn't see any of the post game, so I don't know if he. I'm sure he did a bunch of interviews of what the explanation of what he had on his wristband, and did he know what it said?
Throw the ball, complete a pass, find Van Jefferson. No, he was surprised that I did see this from Baker Mayfield. Was surprised at the coverage of the Raiders that they were in press coverage. And that he was able to see that, spot that, and defeat that. And going 98 yards in a minute 45, so less than 2 minutes, going 98 yards to win the game with a touchdown was just uncalled for from the Raiders' point of view, to do that with a quarterback who had been with the team 2 days. And so anyway, but they lost to a coach who came, Jeff Saturday, who came off a high school coaching job the week before, and Indianapolis came into town, and the Colts have done nothing since then. That was might have been his only win, I think. They won that game and then went from there and didn't do much after that. So Colts, you're right. I mean, teams that need a quarterback next year, Matthew Stafford, he's going to get healthy, and he'll be back next year, presumably, and everything. So the Rams aren't looking long-term with his. So I got to sell these Baker Mayfield jerseys fast.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's not quite, Kevin. I got to sell this truckload of Baker Mayfield 17 jersey, Rams jerseys. I got to get them unloaded here quick if anybody wants them. But he's going to be wearing a jersey with another team next year that needs a quarterback, and there are plenty of those. And he proved himself last night of going, wait a minute, there was a reason I won the Heisman back in the day, and that I had some sparks of life with Cleveland.
Wow. Hey, before I let you and Chris go, what is going to be coming up on Sunday? There's no game, so what? You take the weekend off or what?
I'm sleeping all day Sunday. Chris, what are you doing Sunday? You doing anything? Chris working on Sunday?
No, we have a normal Sunday. So, hey, don't forget, we have Raiders now at 8 o'clock, Raiders pregame coming up, although we're going to look at this game and then look ahead to New England. So that's at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. No sports wrap because the Raiders aren't playing. But then we have Game on Vegas on Sunday night at 11:30. Lots of great stuff. Dana White will be on that show. We'll have some sound from him. We'll talk more about the Raiders. The Golden Knights will have played that day. So a lot of stuff going on here in Las Vegas every single day. And don't forget, Kevin Kruger's team's unbeaten, one of only a handful of unbeaten basketball teams in the nation right now.
I love that. Chris, I love your work. And Ron, you're okay. You'll do.
Yeah, I'm trying to hawk a side gig of hawking Baker Mayfield jerseys. Come on now.
Oh, God. Hey, you guys be careful coming home, and we'll be looking for your stuff on Sunday, okay?
115 birds were just killed as we throw by those lightning rod towers.
Oh, God.
Here.
Oh, my God.
It's a bad thing, but it's the planet.
Be safe, my friend.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
You too.
There you have it. Chris Matthews and Ron Futrell. 8 News Now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the daily post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger. From California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our phone line is always available to you. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm just curious. We have not heard much from management recently. I'm talking about by ownership of the Raiders. Are they still big Josh McDaniels fans? I mean, Josh McDaniels was a failure in Denver. And now we're at a point where he hasn't really proven himself here either. Is it time to seriously look at whether Josh is the future of this franchise? I don't know. Obviously, if you want to join us, you're welcome to do so at 844, the number 2, Nevada. Newt Gingrich.